Harry, at some point during the song, just go Friday, whenever you see fit. Just go Friday, whenever.
Last time I did it right away, so I'm just going to wait till like 12:40.
Wait until
Friday.
No, it needs to be, you need to take your time with it. People, they depend on this to know what day of the week it is. So just whenever you, but just you do it, you know, naturally.
Friday.
That was pretty good. That was really good. Jazz, your thoughts? Was that pretty good? Didn't sound like Wendy. You made it your own.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to come in here and emulate, copy what she's done. But you said, no, I'm a trailblazer. I'm a Portland trailblazer.
Friday.
That was, I got to be honest, that was pretty sexy. I'm not afraid to say that out loud. That was pretty steamy.
Well, you're secure enough in your masculinity.
I like to think I am. Thank you for that. Speaking of Wendy, she's not here today. Harry's filling in. Wendy will be back on Monday. Thank you for not making fun of me downstairs, not to my face anyway. We were talking about This Is Us, which you maintain is nowhere near as good as it was in season one.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this with Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. And the character of Beth came up. This is one of the gang characters. And I know the actress's name. It's Susan Kelechi Watson.
Which is one of the wonderful qualities about you. I mean, you're the guy, like, when we're sitting around, when I'm with other friends, like I have other friends, when we're with other friends and we're sitting around and someone says, what was the name of that character, or what actress played him? And here's what I hate,
yeah,
by the way. Not that I'm, get off my lawn.
Right.
But I hate it when someone brings up what was the name and everybody gets their iPhones out.
Boy, do I hate that, too.
Just.
You got to use your brain to remember
right.
that. Don't cheat. I'm with you all the way.
You know, and I don't care if it takes me 8 minutes. And I don't care if, you should have known that, man. You're Mr. Trivia. You should have known that.
I'm with you all the way on that.
I want to think about it. And I'll come up with the character eventually.
Right.
And I'll say, Left would know that.
Yeah, thank you.
If Left were here, he would tell us.
Thank you.
So when you said, what was your name, Susan?
Susan Kelechi Watson.
Okay. So
plays the character of Beth on This Is Us.
There's an actor who was on a 70s sitcom.
Before you even ask this, I'm going to write down a name because I know where you're going with this. I'm so confident I know who this is because let me tell my version of it before you tell your
Please.
Version. There's a name that has come up. This actor's name has come up once or twice, and you say it as wrong can be, and
it makes
me laugh.
I do. I say it incorrectly. I can never remember it, and I always say I wish Bill were here because he would tell me exactly mm-hmm. how to pronounce this guy's name.
All right. I'm going to hold up the name. Is this the person?
That is it. Dang.
All right.
This is
a French actor. He's been in 100 movies.
Yes.
I know him as Otto from ODO from one of the Star Treks.
He was also in Eyes of Laura Mars.
Eyes of Laura Mars, the original MASH.
He was in the original MASH. I don't think of him as being in that, but he was in the original MASH.
So please say how you would pronounce if you were to walk in this room right now.
Well, I think people know him. He's best known for the TV show Benson.
Yeah, he was regular on Benson.
He's a regular on Benson,
yes.
And I called you up once.
He's a thin man with kind of
reddish
blondish hair.
And a mustache.
Curly, and sometimes a mustache. Looks very French. He is French. He has a very French look to him.
And I was on an audition in New York, and he walked in on this audition.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, Bill, guess who I auditioned against today? And you said, who? I said, René Auberjonglaise.
Yes, René Auberjonglaise.
You just laughed.
His name is René Auberjonois.
See, and that's
that his name.
That's like a great hockey name.
Oh, he could play for the Maple Leafs today.
Oh, yeah.
That's, with that name?
Right. I mean, if
goal number 12, Auberjonois.
Right. I mean, if John Weidman or Troy Murray said it.
Right.
If Eddie O said it, Pat Foley, you know.
It would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. René Auberjonois.
Auberjonois.
Right.
I could just see Steve Conroy between periods breaking down René Auberjonois.
He pulled the Spinorama out and got one past Patrick Roy.
René Auberjonois. Like, I make him sound like a wine. And I never quite say it the same way.
So here's what goes on a daily basis here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about, Wendy and I will be talking about something obscure. This is on the air,
mm-hmm.
and I will know the name of the person. And then she just stares at me and rolls her eyes as if to say, what's wrong with you?
It's cool that you
I
know
should
that.
Be rewarded for
right,
that. I should be ostracized. They should give me a plaque.
That's like, if you know all the Batman villains, that's cool. That is not weird. Okay, so like, you know who Mad Hatter was, right?
David Wayne.
Right. Now, the one that gets butchered, a lot of people don't even know the name, but the one that gets butchered is the actor who played Fallspace.
That would be Malachi Throne.
Yes, and people say Malachi.
No, it's not Malachi Throne.
It's Malachi Throne.
Malachi Throne. Yeah.
He's been in a bunch of stuff. And David Wayne, by the way, was in like Andromeda Strain.
Yeah.
He's been in some major movies.
Yeah, he's a talented actor.
Yeah. Right, so, I mean, there's, you know,
So when will this madness end of people that
mocking you
happen
for...
to know, if you know certain facts, why would you be teased, ridiculed? You should be celebrated.
Right, you should be rewarded. They should pat you on
the
back.
That's why I fired Wendy. That's the reason I said to her yesterday, you're done, this is your last day.
They should pat you on the back. They shouldn't, you know, it's so easy to knock someone down. When's the last time when's the last time you built someone up?
Harry, Chaz, do we have Kleenex in the producer's booth? Could you bring a Kleenex in for me, please?
I'm sorry, did someone put on an episode of This Is Us when I was talking?
A special episode with Rene Aubergenois.
Is he still with us,
uncle,
by the way?
Yeah, he's still around. He's still around. Should we want to get him for Monday? Yeah? All right.
Next time, if I'm ever invited back, we'll talk.
Jasmine, the other day, we were talking about Tommy Rettig from Lassie.
Sure.
Because
I heard him on with you.
Jasmine got him. 24 hours later, we're talking to Tommy Rettig. That's how fast she works.
Well, it's Jasmine. Don't surprise me none.
No. Nope. That's just the way she plays ball. That's just the way.
Yeah. Let me tell you, getting Sister Jean was not an easy booking this morning.
Was for Jasmine.
Maybe a month ago, that's a layup.
Right.
You know, you just walk down the street and there she is.
Not today.
You go on Loyola campus. No, today, she's Elvis.
I know.
Jasmine got her.
I know. This is what I have thought all along about what you just said. If you don't know the answer to something, go to your phone and type it in.
I hate that. And I love my daughter so much, but her and her friends, that's what they do.
If they don't know the answer to something, instead of thinking of it like we used to do, you just type it in. All right. So there was a scientific study. This is about 2 years ago where these learned doctors said that what's happening now to us as a human race is we're losing that path. Like, there used to be a path in your brain where you'd go, I don't know something, so I have to use association to think of it. I don't know this guy's name or this girl's name, but I know it was similar to this, or it's the same name as somebody used to. So your brain would have to work at a different speed, a different level, to try to find that path to find it. Well, these doctors maintain that part of our brain is going to be closed off soon because we're going to stop using it altogether.
Right, and if you don't use it, you lose it.
Don't use it, you lose
it. That is true.
Right.
It's asking the 40-year-old virgin. It is true.
Right.
My friend Tony Kirk, who you know him from Tony and Don fame, the two guys that somehow have jobs that are so difficult, they go to 75 Cub games a year.
Oh, yeah, friends of yours, yeah.
Right. So Tony invited me to this trivia tournament like, I don't know, 7 years ago, and I went. And I keep going back every year, and it's at St. Giles is it's in Oak Park.
Yeah.
And it is the St. Giles Men's Club. And this benefits, all the money goes to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And it started out, the first year I did it, there were like 18 teams of six.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there were 104.
Oh, it's become that
teams
popular.
Teams of six. It's a sports trivia contest.
Wow.
But what's great about it, Bill, is that there are no phones.
You're not allowed to, because you could cheat.
Right, obviously, right.
What if someone on Jeopardy just had their phone out while Alex was asking the question?
Right, besides Alex. Bill,
right.
Lucy, they get to use computers.
In school,
for their tests.
Right.
They get to use computers.
There was, when I went to grade school, if you brought a calculator to class, you were dismissed. You can't be in class anymore, a math class with a calculator. I remember going out and buying our daughter's $130 calculators for their math class because they needed them.
Yeah, and like if you also
how quickly it changed.
If you brought a bag of Chips Ahoy to class, you had to share them with everyone.
Right, right.
What is that?
Right.
There's only like 30 to a bag.
One day on the air, this is years ago, we're talking about a commercial. You'll probably remember this. It was for yogurt, and the premise was that old people, old people. Uh-huh. Live forever, are living forever because they're enjoying a daily dose of yogurt, right?
Sure.
So Wendy said, remember there was one with a 104-year-old woman And I go, Bagrat de Pagua. And she just stares at me. She goes, no. I go, yeah, that was the woman's name, Bagrat de Pagua. They would say at the beginning, Bagrat de Pagua is 102 years old. Every morning she goes, please tell me that's not true. But it was true. That was the woman's name. So ever since then, anytime she's trying to illustrate her point, which is, and I'm not saying she's wrong, but most of what's in my head is just useless information that will never need to come out. She'll always go, what's that 104-year-old woman's name who likes yogurt? And I'll go, Bagrat de Pagua. Now she's 131. She's still eating it. She loves it.
So it does work.
It does work.
I think people will remember, like, people from TV shows the easiest because you see the name.
Every week.
Right. If it's a show you like,
right.
You know, everybody's going to be, oh, Frances Bavier.
Right.
You know, was Aunt B. Or, yeah. You know, a tougher one is that Madge Blake.
Yeah.
Was Aunt
Harriet on Batman.
Right. Yeah. I think people remember, regulars from a TV show more mm-hmm. than someone who gets mentioned in a commercial. That's very extreme.
But now let's see how deep this goes for you. Yeah. I know you like the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Da-da-da.
Who provided all the outfits worn by Dick Van Dyke on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Was it Botany 500?
Botany 500 is the correct answer.
Yeah, nice. Baby.
Jasmine, do we have a prize for Harry? Do we have something we can give him? Nothing?
Nothing. Oh, not even a coat from Dicker that's and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
Dicker and Dicker, Beverly Hills.
Sure.
The first time we went to California,
yeah.
I was 13 and my brother was 10.
Uh-huh.
So we go to California and we're driving around and we're seeing the sights mm-hmm. that are California. And then my brother and I asked my parents if we could go to see Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. Because for years we saw on every game show, you right. want a gift certificate to Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills. We wanted to actually see it in person.
So we... Very similar. We were very lucky. We got to go to San Francisco
yeah.
when I was a kid. And my dad's like, you know, they've got great food here.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, the best Chinatown in
yeah,
the world
best.
Is in San Francisco.
Better than in China.
Yes. They've got the wharf.
You yeah, know, Fisherman's Wharf.
You know, this is the place that, you know, to eat seafood,
yep.
you know, go to the wharf. Because what food do you guys, where do you want to go tonight? I'm like, Rice and Roni.
It's the San Francisco treat. Right.
How do you go to San Francisco and not have Rice and Roni?
That's all the people of San Francisco, that's all they talk about.
Rice and Roni.
Do you guys want a raise? We'll give you guys a raise, or would you rather have a bowl of Rice and Roni? Well, Rice and Roni.
Of course.
I'm not taking a raise when I can have Rice and Roni. What are we? Are we a bunch of doofi?
I wanted to go to San Francisco. Is that the plural?
Of doofuses, yeah.
I knew the plural for waitresses was waitry.
Doofi is more
yeah,
than one
I didn't
doofus.
Know doofi. But like San Francisco, you know, I wanted to ride a cable car.
Yeah.
And have Rice and Roni.
It's the San Francisco treat. Mm-hmm. If you're there, you better have it.
Hell
you're
yeah.
making a horrible mistake. And it's so fresh there, Harry.
Oh, yeah.
They make it that morning. It's so good that way.
It's so good.
So good that way. So I guess if there's a lesson to be learned here is this. If you know somebody who has this useless trivia in their head, just let them be. Don't mess with them.
And like the people that are teaching our kids.
Yes.
They are not people that have been looking up answers on their cell phones all
right.
their life. They are learned women and men.
Absolutely true.
Who have studied, who have a love,
scholars.
A passion.
Scholars.
And they have a passion for whatever it is your kids are taking now
right.
in grade school, high school, college. They're being taught by people who used the old-fashioned way. They used books and they,
yes.
you know, they would ascertain information that
yes.
way.
Yes. Now tell me what you think about this. Our friend Mike Toomey,
mm-hmm.
he and I came up with this, is that trivia in the future will be a lot different because for most of us, we all had a similar choice of options to choose from when it came to things like music or when it came to things like TV. Movies are kind of the same, but kids now, because there's 500 channels as opposed to 6 channels,
right.
the scope of trivia will be different. Like, there's almost no way. It was easy for me to memorize everything I saw as a kid, but now, because there's so many options,
right, like,
it's impossible.
Right, like Acorn is an arm.
Right.
You know, an arm of a television network.
Right.
How are you going to remember 7,000 shows?
It's impossible.
And even if it's a TV show you didn't watch.
Right.
You would still know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, different
oh,
people
yeah.
that were on it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many shows like that I never saw a single episode of, but if you asked me almost any question from the show, I'd be able to get it.
I didn't even think about that, the way trivia is going to be impacted.
Yep.
And how weird is it that, like, the songs that if you I know you only listen to WGN when you're in your car or in your house.
There's no other station.
There's no other station. But, like, if you ever listen to, like, an oldie station.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll play, like, a Billy Joel song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how is that an oldie song?
Right. Doesn't that disturb you a little bit?
It does disturb me.
Yeah.
Because
to you and I, it's not. But let's say you were 23 and you got in the,
right.
And you hear Just the Way You Are, you go, oh, that's from 1,000 years ago.
Right. Well, Just the Way You Are is a 70s song. But like, I heard Born in the USA on the oldie station.
Isn't that crazy?
How can it's like 1984. How can that be an oldies?
All right. Now, let me take the flip side of that argument.
Yes.
You have satellite radio?
I my wife's car has.
Okay. So on satellite radio, there's so many channels. And what they'll do is, if you're a seasoned performer who deserves it,
mm-hmm.
they will give you a channel. There is a Bruce Springsteen channel. There is a Billy Joel channel.
Yeah.
There's a Frank Sinatra channel.
Right.
There's a Beatles channel. There's about 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 that you go, absolutely warranted. Does Pitbull deserve his own channel on satellite radio?
No. Pitbull... I mean, the music does make me want to get up and dance and work out and party to swimming pool.
Yes.
But no. I mean, the Starland Vocal Band?
No, they deserve it.
Okay.
I can see having one. I can't even tell. When Pitbull's on, I enjoy it, you know, for all the reasons you just mentioned. But I never say to myself, who could possibly contain his vast catalog of hits? There must be a channel devoted to only his music. Please.
And a lot of it's in Espanol.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So it's not as easy to remember the words.
Right. So true. All right. This is the bonus hour that you're listening to right now. We've got a bunch left to talk about. Here's the game plan. Judy Pilak will come in. She'll give you some news. And then more of us, Bill and Harry, sitting in for Wendy on WGN. Judy, I've known you for my whole life. And yet, you always come in here with something about yourself that shocks me. Today, not one thing, but two things about you. Just really quickly, I had no idea that you had a tattoo. And if somebody said to me, let's do a side wager on Judy, I would bet a lot of money that you didn't have a tattoo.
Oh,
but
so
you
funny.
Do have one.
Because I think I've talked about it on the air before, maybe.
I've never heard you say anything. You don't seem the tattoo type to me.
Right. I don't just blurt out, I have a tattoo.
Right.
But yeah.
But you do have one.
I do. I got it when I was 40, so which I think everyone should wait till they're 40 to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And, I got it. I had a tattoo party at my house.
Really?
With 10 of my closest friends.
How about that?
We all got tattoos, yep.
Is it one that, like, now, like, if somebody said now, we're going to give you a tattoo, would you go with the same one that you got?
You know.
What is it? Can you say what it is? Are you comfortable?
Three little connecting hearts for my
kids. One for each of the children.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
What I wanted was, remember growing up, if you're older, on the meat... Not on the package, but on the actual meat. Remember, they used to stamp it with that USDA.
USDA approved.
Yeah. That's what I
wanted. You wanted to be USDA approved.
And so it was kind of like, it was never a full circle, because it was a stamp.
Right.
And
awesome.
I wanted that stamp. And I remember Max Armstrong actually looked for me, and we just couldn't find it because the guy.
Don't worry, young lady. I'll find you a tattoo.
The tattoo artist who came to my house, he wanted a picture or a drawing from everyone. So I just couldn't get a good handle on it, and so I didn't. Do it.
How long did it take to get your three hearts?
It was about an hour. It hurt.
Painful.
Oh,
yeah,
horribly
sure.
Horribly painful.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like little pinpricks.
Yeah.
Because that's how it sounded? No, it was like a razor.
Oh,
cutting
no.
Cutting the same spot over and over and over.
Do they numb that area with something?
No.
They don't numb it.
Yeah, alcohol usually in your body.
Yeah. Oh,
I was
no.
the first, so I got mine at like 2 p.m., so I, you know.
At least yours is one that now it still holds up in terms of you
right.
caring for it. Like mine, I've got the Eric and Kathy logo. I feel like I wasted.
You might just, can you put an extra Kathy?
That's what I've had to do.
Maybe
I've had to.
Or, you know, whatever the other people's names are. Yeah.
Add theirs.
You might want to put an extra the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that.
Or do like 1.7 ratings.
Yeah.
I've got a WMET.
Oh, Harry, that's not going to work.
No.
There's no way that's
right next to my disco DAI.
Oh, that's bad timing. All right, let's do this. We'll do some news and then something that not only shocked me about you, but I think shocked you as well. Is that all right? We'll do that. All right, that's coming up. Thank you, Judy. All right, so as we mentioned before, you came in here with a couple of tidbits of information about yourself that I was shocked. I didn't know you had a tattoo. I hear about it now. It sounds nice.
I'm planning on getting another one.
Another tattoo. You and Wendy both.
Yeah, Wendy and I are talking about it. We think we might want to get it.
For the big tattoo expo in Rosemont?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's villains is the theme.
That's the theme this year.
So.
You're going to get Captain Hook?
I don't know. Wow. Ooh.
That would look nice.
I don't like pictures. I like words.
I always thought getting a tattoo of Hervé Velichez would be funny because you'd be getting a tattoo. I would get a picture of him and the actress Audrey Tautou.
I didn't know that wasn't until you said tattoo.
Yeah.
The plane. Of course, I'll always remember him from Man with the Golden Gun.
Wasn't he good as Knick Knack?
He was great.
He was so good as Knick Knack. All right, so the other bit of information about you.
Yeah, so I did the, for Christmas, I got the DNA test from Ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad is 100% Polish.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Poland. His parents are Polish. I mean, you know. My mom's side of the family was always kind of a mishmash. She's like, well, we're French, Belgium, and then she would throw in Croatian. And when I was younger, I was like, what's Croatian? Because it was all Yugoslavia.
Oh, right.
But they were here. They weren't, her parents, maybe even her grandparents, I think were still born here. So we're talking way back. So we took Belgium mostly.
Oh.
And her side of the family, a lot of them were up in the UP.
Why did you, so you chose Belgium for geographical reasons?
No,
you know, it just makes sense.
I didn't choose anything. I'm just saying.
She loves carrots.
When I was growing
and
up.
And Hercule Poirot.
And chocolate.
She always said Belgium, French, Belgium, Croatian.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay.
That's Belgium. A lot.
Because I knew my grandfather, maybe his parents or grandparents were born in Norway. And he lived up in Norway, Michigan. And
that
was stuck in my head.
Tied in.
Anyway, so I did the DNA and I got my results back. 70% Croatian.
Really?
Whoa.
Not a bit of Polish.
You could be related to Tony Kukoc.
I could.
I would be shocked if you weren't. So once you have that information, what I mean, other than being shocked, and I could see where it'd be a surprise. What do you do with it, though?
Yeah, and then this is kind of cool. And I said, yeah, give my I'll be in touch with whoever. So they tell you. So what they do is they, and I'm assuming. First of all, I even thought you got half your DNA from your dad, half no.
You don't?
You could get 90% from your mom and nothing from your dad.
Is that true?
Which is obviously what happened to me.
Wait, how can that be? It's not a 50-50
nope,
blend?
Nope.
Our family, we got 20% from McDonald's.
20%?
Well, my other, so it's 70% Croatian, and the other 23% is Britain, Great Britain.
Yeah.
Now, when I say Croatian, so they give you a map, and it's this yellow circle, and Poland is in there. But it says...
Well,
so
it's in the same Eastern European...
Yes, it says Eastern European, 70%.
Right.
But then it goes on to say, and here's where it's concentrated, and that's where it's all in Croatia.
How do they determine this?
Well,
what do they do to figure this out?
I don't know. I got to read more. I was trying to read up on that, and it's so scientific. I really couldn't. I didn't know what the heck they were talking about. But from what I can gather, it's my DNA looks like the DNA of the... That's what I'm thinking. I don't think it's the same exact DNA, maybe, but I think it's... How my DNA looks is the same.
Can I tell you the best way to test it? You have a sister, right?
Yes.
All right. So the two of you need to submit to the same company, but don't tell them that you're sisters and see if...
She could have 90% of my dad's. She could be all Polish.
So even within a family, the children can have... Is that true?
How can it not be the same?
Think about it. I look... You know, who do you look like? Do you look like
me?
Your mom,
Brad Pitt.
Or your dad?
It's true.
But now this is what's funny. I've always identified with the Polish side of my family.
Yeah.
I feel like I look like my cousins.
Yeah.
I'm blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
I look Polish. And my sister, I've always identified more on my mom's side. And maybe it's true, but no, she doesn't necessarily. She could have a lot more Polish.
I can't believe this. I was always sure it was a 50-50
so
split.
Are your pierogies not as tasty anymore?
I'm bummed. I don't know that I'll ever make another
pierogi. You're done with them.
I'm so Polish.
I saw a bunch of Bobby Vinton albums in the garbage. Those weren't yours, were they?
That's why I called my dad. I'm like, oh.
This is a sham.
For the man who says he's
this
my
is
dad.
A sham, Ski.
So, but now, it's a shock, but it's not so shocking because my mom, there always was that Croatia part in there. Where
right.
She said, well, we're French, Belgium, and Croatian.
Right.
So then what Ancestry does, because there's many sites, but then they say, okay, these are all the people you're connected to. And they're like over 1,000. Fourth, fifth, sixth cousins, but there's a guy's name there. First cousin. We have a high confidence this is your first cousin, and it is. I know him.
You already know him. All right, so they got that one right.
Yes. Then below him, there are two people.
Yeah.
We have a high confidence. These are your second cousins. I have no idea who
You've never heard of them before, ever.
My mom was an only child, so I have very few relatives on my mom's side. So I think all these, I pretty much know my relatives on my dad's side.
Right.
You know, because I was Polish,
right.
I thought.
Right.
So I think a lot of those people.
But that doesn't change. If your dad was born there.
Of course not.
You know that's concrete. Right,
Yeah, you know, there's like a famous story about two brothers in the Civil War born in the same house, and one was born on the east side of the house, or the south side of the house.
And they fought for different sides.
They fought for different. One was gray and one was blue. I believe, you know, as naive as I am, I believe that could happen. I don't understand how two kids that are biologically from the same set of parents would be different.
How could they have a different makeup?
I can assure you that if my sister or brother took this, they would pop up in the ancestry would say, this is your brother and this is your sister. That is a given. But as far as how your DNA pans out, it's your genes. Who you got more of your genes from?
I don't know if you know the answer to this. And if you don't, it's fine. Both of my daughters, luckily for them, look a lot like me and not much like my wife, Terry. They just don't. They're like really pretty versions of me. If I was pretty.
Luckily for them?
Yeah. How fortunate are they? But like, you can look at both Reese and Kylie and go, well, you're definitely Bill's kid. But they don't look at all like Terry.
There you go.
All right. So does that mean that somehow genetically my DNA has permeated
I believe so.
Well, that's why wouldn't it always be 50-50?
How do they pronounce the guy from Benson?
René Auberginois. They both say it right.
And see, even though I've got the blonde hair and blue eyes, so I identified. But when I think about it, my mom's dad had really blue eyes. I resemble my mom in structure.
Yeah?
Judy, was this a gift for you, Ancestry.com?
Yes. I demanded it for my children, and they got it for me.
Oh, that was nice.
Next year, they should get you AncestryChecker.com. We'll see how much of this is on the up and up.
This might be fake.
Say that. I think it has to be legit. It's not where we think. I'm not giving them information about me.
You're just giving your DNA.
I'm giving it my spit. This is strictly on my spit.
What you send them? They send you a vial. You spit in the vial.
I spit in the vial.
And then they say, well, you're Croatian.
Yes. And I know people are like, I don't believe it. Because some people, you know, and then I had less than 1% Mideastern, which I thought was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And other people I know who've done it, and their kids, it's like, you know, 25% African. They're like, well, this is obviously wrong. I'm like, no, it's not wrong. Think about it. Your DNA is forever.
I would love to see the racist person who sends that in and comes back and they find out they're African and they go, wait, what?
I mean, you know, think about the African continent.
Right.
Really? Of course.
Right.
I mean, even so there was part, you know, where Eastern Europe is, right across the water is Italy. And there was a little portion of me that said Northern Italy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, great, 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 great aunt. You know, went to Italy that's how it works.
You do make a mean asabuco.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
Whatever that means.
Yes, you do.
So my friend BJ did this. He's Irish. He's been Irish his whole life.
Yeah.
And he got this thing back that he's Welsh and part Irish setter. But he got this thing back that he's not actually Irish, all Irish, that it's like Welsh.
Did it crush him? It must have crushed him.
It threw him for a loop.
Now, that's funny. I know people who are 100% Irish, they will not take the test because they want to say
it would ruin it.
It'll ruin it.
Right.
Yep.
Although they could also just disclaim it, just go, well, what do they know? I send them some spit.
DNA.
They're not going to know.
I mean, I don't think there were any, really, you're right, there could be mistakes, but really, when you're checking DNA, it's pretty rock solid.
What if we sent Ancestry.com the glove that Mark Furman found?
Ooh, yeah.
I wonder what.
Are they in the business of doing that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Solving crimes?
I mean, would they give us OJ's DNA or what would
they
do?
That would be nice. I know you have to go because you have to find out more startling facts about yourself.
Exactly. I've got to go see.
There's no time anymore.
I have no idea who I am.
Right.
All right.
Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. What a crazy bunch of stuff to learn.
Right. Turns out she graduated from Penn State with a major in engineering.
They can tell that from your spit.
Yeah.
How do they do it?
I don't know.
What's the show where celebrities go on? They do essentially this with celebrities. and they find out, like, you know, Colin Hanks will come on, and they'll go, well, you know what we found out about you 1,000 years ago? Your family was doing slaves. And they go, wait, what? I was doing what? No, yeah, 1,000 years ago this was happening. Do you know the show? I can't think of the name of it. It's on...
Sure, it's Tattletales.
Tattletales with Bert Connery. That's what it is. That's what it is. I don't know if I would, I don't know if I'd submit to this, because I don't know if I believe you can tell all this just from spitting into a cup.
I mean, Judy's point was, like, you know, you have certain kids that look like you and certain kids, you know, look like your wife.
Yeah.
But I don't understand, like, if you come from the same mommy and the same daddy,
right,
how you're not the same mix.
Although, do you know anybody who's got, like, 7 or 8 kids in their family?
Yeah.
And you see how everyone is just... You can tell they're in the same family. We had a couple of families like this when I went to school where they had a bunch of kids.
Sure.
And they were all like versions of the same model, but slightly different, you know?
Well, but they don't all look exactly alike, but I mean, still, like, what's inside would be, like, the O'Rourkes in Glencoe, the Irish family, the O'Rourkes, there was everybody in Glencoe knew the 8 kids' names.
Right.
Mary, Terry, Michael, Mary, Pat, Tom, Jim, John. Everybody in Glencoe could do the O'Rourke
names. That was almost a song. That was beautiful.
Almost a song. If I had just had a guitar lead in.
Look at how the Kennedys are America's first family.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it. When you see or meet one of the Kennedys, you go, oh yeah, it's the bone structure, it's the hair, it's the smile, there's a certain look. Take away the Boston accent, it's just a certain look, you know? Do your son and daughter look like brother and sister, or do they look more like you? Do they look more like your wife?
No, I think they, you know, Lucy looks more like me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, if you look at pictures, like, I look at my my 2 cousins that I'm very, very close to, my Uncle Howard's daughters.
Mm-hmm.
They look just like my grandma Sylvia and her sister Elaine.
Oh, wow.
So, like, if you skip a generation, these 2 girls who are 2 years apart look just like my grandma and her sister who were 2 years apart. Like, spitting image.
Oh, interesting.
You know, but you go down and, like, they don't so much look like my mom. But my daughter Lucy, I think, looks like me. And my son Reggie looks like the guy that came and fixed the washing machine.
The Maytag guy?
Yeah, the Maytag guy.
Oh, that's crazy.
The guy Ish.
When?
Came and fixed the cable.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, how many times can the cable be on the fritz?
A lot.
Why was Ish here again?
He comes by a lot.
Yeah.
When Terry and I first started dating and then eventually got married, I would always see pictures of her. Like, we'd visit her parents and they'd pull out the scrapbooks and I would see pictures of her when she was little. She was adorable. And I'd think to myself, boy, if we ever have daughters, they're going to look exactly like that. Surprise, they look exactly like me.
Do you think Terry looks like her sister Patty?
Yeah. Now, I guess you probably know this, but listeners may not know this. There's 6 kids in my wife's family.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them look exactly, like, there's no doubt about it. She looks exactly like her sister Patty, and she has a brother that she looks exactly like. But then she has other brothers and sisters who don't look anything like them whatsoever. I'm not saying, I know what you're thinking. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's so weird to have the same
mom. I wasn't thinking that. Jasmine was thinking that.
Possibly the same dad. And look that, it's like, even though there's 6 of them, it's like there's 2 or possibly 3 different families going on. Not just the look, but the attitude, the way they carry themselves. There's one that's prevalent, and then there's a couple other minor ones.
They just look like kids from a small town.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. What does that mean? I want to agree with you, but I'm not sure what that means.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, my Terry facts. Like, I know she's like Morris.
They grew up in Coal City.
Coal City.
And that's why Terry, to this day, like, now she's working a coal mine. While I'm here goofing off with you on the radio, she and a parrot are working in a mine together.
She always takes a bird with her.
Yeah, yeah. No, they started in this town, Coal City, which is near Joliet,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually they moved to the big city of Morris. The
Morris,
family.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, yeah. There was, Coal City is known for this candy that they make there. Do you know this? Have I ever told you this story?
I don't know, but you've piqued my interest when you mentioned candy.
They make this candy called G-Shaft, which was...
Say that on WGN? We are
G-Shaft.
On the stream.
G-Shaft.
We are on the stream.
I'm saying it. I don't care. I'm a rebel, G-Chef.
Mm-hmm.
So, Coal City, as the name would imply, there was a time where it survived because of the coal mines that were there.
Uh-huh.
And the coal miners' wives, while the coal miners were inside mining the coal, would create this candy called G-Chef. So for a long time, I'd hear about this candy. wait till you have it. The next time we're in Cool City, I'm going to get you some of this G-Shaft. It's going to change your life.
I'm going there today. You know, you're telling me if I drove to Cole City today, I could, G-Shaft is readily available.
You just say to any denizen of the town, just say, the doctors told me I must have G-Shaft or I will pass away.
Now, you don't want me to go to Denison University in Ohio,
right? You could go there. I don't think they sell it there.
But if I'm like driving to Joliet, and I stop in through Cole City, and I say, hey, hook me up with some G-Shaft.
I need me some G-Shaft and I need it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Will I hear the Isaac Hayes theme song start playing?
I'm talking about G-Shaft. This is a bad mother. I'm talking about G-Shaft.
What's the candy gonna make your lips smack?
He would come and he would come and sing that song. It is the most vile, disgusting candy you could ever imagine.
So it's bad.
It tastes like the coal in the coal mines. It was it. I don't know if they used actual coal in it, but the people in town love it. Well, oh, wait till you have it. It's so good.
That's like people that drink well water and think well water tastes good.
It's the same thing.
That's ridiculous.
It's so awful.
My mom had a friend, Mrs. Silverman, who later in life started making like this candy, like this, like fudge with marshmallow, and it was awesome.
Oh, that does sound good.
Yeah, like why didn't you do this your whole life?
Right.
You know, it's like
wait.
It's but like, gee, why would they make bad candy? And bad candy's an oxymoron.
Here's the Twilight Zonian twist.
Mm-hmm.
The people who live within the confines of the town think it's fantastic. But if you're an outsider, like I am,
like
and you try
world.
It, you get sick. You just go, no one should eat this. I'd rather eat the wrapper. Give me the wrapper. I'll eat the wrapper instead.
Are you still not eating sugar like you used to?
I do it twice a year. The next one is I'll do the whole month of April without sugar. No sugar tonight, Terry.
That's great. I love that song. When's the last time you had a bit of honey bar?
It's been a little while because it always takes my fillings out.
It's worth it.
I'm not saying it's not worth it. I'm just saying every time I've ever had a bit of honey, one of my fillings comes loose.
I don't
even have that many fillings. Sometimes it's someone else's filling. I'll go, this shouldn't be in here.
You should go to a filling station.
I will next time. I definitely will. I hate to say this.
Yes, Joe Romano's in the other room.
Yeah, we have to stop this jibber jabber because the kids from Sports Central are by and they've got stories to tell.
Oh, man. Hey, KP, Kevin Powell's got a great podcast you should listen to. He visits with the newest of the Cubs starting pitchers.
Really?
Yes.
Tyler Chatwood?
It is Tyler Chatwood. And I know that, you know, it comes off a little better than his Yu Darvish interview.
Oh, yeah, well.
Because I could really only understand what Yu was saying when Kevin was talking to him.
That shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't.
All right, we'll meet the guys. We'll find out what they've got coming up next on Sports Central. It's Bill F. and Harry Tynowitz in for Wendy on WGN.